under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second hour of hour number two. Let's see. We're having some technical difficulties here. Let me see if we can get this hooked back up. I don't know why this is not working. There we go. We got the technical difficulties worked out. Thank you very much. Greatly appreciate that. One of the things I think we're going to look at here today is a couple of questions being asked and answered. Christina Gray from Northville says, if the chair of the 6th Congressional District, Hema Kulanagridi, goes to the Hoekstra meeting, does that mean we get to elect a new chair? Well, it depends on if the chair and vice chair, if they both go to Hoekstra's meeting instead of Huntington Place with the Caramo delegates, then the answer is yes. If the vice chair doesn't go to Hoekstra's meeting but goes to Caramo's because they're independent individuals, then the vice chair of the district would chair your meeting and run the caucus there for the 6th district. Kim said, did they tell you at your caucus you'd be notified by email with the time and place on March 2nd? I thought that was strange. No. Even in Genesee County, the county convention I was attending said they would be sending delegates. They would be sending delegates to Detroit, Huntington Place. Now, this happened, I believe, in Oakland County. That's only because of Vance Patrick. He's a complete Hoekstra Kool-Aid drinking chair, as is Mark Fortin and others. So we'll see. But no. Phyllis texting in, to be clear, Randy, Adam DeAngeli's voting software was a phone app. It was not a machine. Yeah, well, they didn't end up using it, and you guys ended up winning and sending the Patriots. By the way, Phyllis, your package is being mailed from Traverse City today. You'll get your 100 9-11-11 rec cards probably in the next day or two. If you haven't gotten your order in yet, go to acconservatives.org, donate $21. We printed up these almost, they feel like they're laminated. Very nice printivity rack card. In red letters at the top, spread the word. The blue banner in the middle. In the next 9 months, talk with 11 people about 11 issues. Vote intellectually, not emotionally, on November 5th, 2024. When you turn it over, it's got 11 questions. Are you satisfied with gasoline and diesel fuel prices? Costs and security concerns about our open, unprotected borders, inflation, the economy, surging crime in most of our American cities, forced electric vehicle mandates, rising food and consumer prices, woke ideology being taught to the students in our public schools and colleges, plus four more. These are not Democrat or Republican issues. They're American issues. You have the power to vote wisely. We'll send you 100 of these. You can affect 1,100 votes for $21. Go to acconservatives.org, make your donation. We'll ship them out to you first class mail. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Take out the paper. Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
You see it all around you. Good loving gone bad.
And usually. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. I just got a text message from Tom and Karen Curtis over there at Curtis Gunsmithing. Can you please give us the information again to order those cards? Yes, very simply, go to the website, AC Conservatives, is spelled out plural, acconservatives.org. Click on the donate button. You have to do this on a computer. iPhones, it doesn't work. Smartphones, it does. For some reason, it doesn't like the Chinese iPhones. Donate $21. Just donate $21. We have paid for 10,000 of these. We've broken them down into bags of 100, including the postage to ship them to you, the padded envelopes they're coming in. You'll get those, and we will be able to ship those directly to you. If you donate $21, I know it's not for the Roberts Rules of Order class that's coming up. We'll send you the package. We'll get them out there and ship them out to you. Joining us on the line, I believe right now, is Rick, Officer Rick, down in Livingston County, normally working as a police officer in Genesee County. He's on the line. Good morning, Rick.
Morning, Randy. How's it going?
Good, 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 sir. I wanted to have you on because you texted me at the beginning of your program with Missy for weight loss. Your first scale, I believe, was 252. This past week, you texted me your goal you had been reached is 208. Basically, you say you lost 44 pounds in 32 days. Are those accurate numbers?
Almost 45. I did go down to 207, but I popped up a little bit. I'm just over 208.
Right.
And actually, it was 210 was my goal, so I went past my goal.
Excellent. And you did that just over a month, 32 days in the program.
Yep. Yep.
How do you feel?
I feel good. I have to tell you, I'm so glad, like last Friday, I was so glad I lost the weight because I was at work and I was working road patrol after the schools on Friday, and I had to deal with a mentally ill subject that was incredibly strong, and I had to physically wrestle him and try to hold him down while I got some backup in an ambulance. And I'll tell you, if I hadn't lost this weight, I'd have been in a world of hurt because that guy was incredibly strong.
Wow. So you were in better shape by dropping the weight. You were able to handle him physically a lot easier?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I had a lot more wind than I normally would have, and yes, it definitely helped me. I know it did. There's no doubt in my mind.
Wow. Now, you did say in texting me updates as you were going through the process, you did text me and you said this is the easiest program you've ever been on. Explain that to everybody. How many different types of things have you tried in the past to lose weight?
I mean, I've done the paleo diet. I've done one time I did the P90X for a full 90-day cycle, except for I didn't really follow the diet to the, you know, exactly. And I'd lost 45 pounds in 90 days doing that. But, man, I had to get up and do all this exercise. You know, it was an hour to an hour and a half every day of exercising at the beginning of my day.
Sure.
And this, I get up, I take my supplements, and you know, I'm fasting, but, you know, the hardest part of it was meal prepping, and which isn't bad because you got to eat anyhow.
Right.
And I was not really hungry. I mean, I ate lots of food.
Sure.
Even, like, the one night I made cod because they told me to eat cod.
Sure.
And I made, like, a double portion so there'd be enough for my wife.
Yep.
She couldn't eat her half. There was so much food there.
So much food.
She's not on any kind of a diet.
Right. Well, when you say fasting, you're referring, of course, to no more breakfasts. You just skip breakfast on the program.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in, you know, you got an eight-hour window that you're eating your two meals in. And, you know, I ate plenty of food. I mean, I didn't feel like I was, starving and, you know, starving myself to death.
Sure.
The only thing I really miss is all my candy.
Oh, no sugar. I love
no
it.
No sugar.
It.
So,
right.
So that was the hardest part for me was the no sugar. But I mean,
let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question on that point. now that you were 32 days in fat burn without candy, do you still crave candy at this point? Are you going back to candy? Are you going to add that back into your diet, or do you think you're just you're done with candy?
I'm a chocoholic, so I'm probably not done with candy, but I'm going to wait till I'm done with phase three to even try any.
Okay.
I don't want to screw myself up. I want to try to get my body back into complete balance.
Yeah, if you do go back to chocolate, I eat the very dark, dark, dark chocolate, like 60% kale. And honestly, Rick, I don't even gain any weight. I can eat almost, a couple pieces at night, especially when I'm craving my, mint on the pillow kind of thing from the hotel rooms. We have Godiva that we bought at Costco, these little tiny hearts, and they're really dark, dark, dark black chocolate. Man, do they taste good. But I don't even gain an ounce eating that stuff. So you'll be all right. Let me ask you this question, though. In the fat burning process, now you've reached your goal weight. Have you talked with your coach about resetting you so you can set your hypothalamus? Your brain can save the new Rick Nieper at the 208, 209 pounds. Are you going into reset at this point?
Well, that's phase three.
Right.
I did talk to Missy last week about it, and unfortunately, I had to cancel my appointment for today because I had a meeting with my sheriff today.
Sure.
So I rescheduled for tomorrow afternoon, so I'll be talking more with the health coach about that tomorrow.
Okay.
But I did have some scrambled eggs this morning. I had breakfast, and it was wonderful.
Well, just see what happens tomorrow on the scale, and then you'll know exactly, if you can have scrambled eggs. Do you know if they were fried in oil or butter?
I fried them in a little bit of butter because they said we can start introducing the oils back. So
bring the oils back and see how your body reacts. Well, I got to tell you, my first day, I was craving butter, too. And I put butter on my green beans. I put butter on cauliflower. I put butter on my steak. And the next day, I hurt so bad. I got out of bed. My joints were so sore. And I got on the scale, and I gained 4.1 pounds. But when I put my pants on and I put up my belt, my stomach was in the same belt loop. I was in the same hole, and I'm like, wait a minute, my stomach's not bigger, but I gained 4.1 pounds. So I called Missy, and she goes, how does your joints feel? And I said, really bad. And she goes, yeah, you got inflammation. Inflammation weighs, that swollen tissues weighs, and that's what showed up on your scale. So just curious to see what you do tomorrow with your butter and scrambled eggs. We'll be doing that.
Yeah.
I got a text message. Hold on. I got a text message.
Okay.
Did the boss, your sergeant and or the police department, have they noticed anybody noticed anything about your weight loss? Have they asked you about it?
I actually told them, and as time has gone on, they're like, geez, oh, Pete, half of you is missing. I've lost so much weight, I'm going to have to go get some new uniform pants probably next week.
Are you using suspenders?
No, I just have to really tighten my belt down really tight. I've had to shorten my gun belt like four times in the last month. And it fits so much better. And it doesn't slide off all the time like it did before.
Right, right, right.
So,
oh, that's funny. I could see you getting out of your squad car and your holster belt dropped down to your knees. And you had to grab your gun real quick. That's funny. Let me ask you this question. Now, was your wife on the program with you or doing it by yourself?
I'm doing it by myself.
Okay. Now, in that process, was she eating a lot of your meals with you? Because you cook dinner together, eat together, or do you eat out a lot and had to prep the food early?
So I was, everything I was cooking, she would eat. So she would eat that for dinner.
How does she feel, and how did she, did she happen to lose any, weight through osmosis, through the program?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I know. Your wife looks good the way she is, and you want to be a brown-nosing husband. Okay, shut up. I don't want to hear it. Okay, I got it. Oh, honey, you look fine the way you are. Okay, I got it. Hey, Rod Wheeler says Missy sells some chocolate, and it's pretty good. Rick needs to ask her about her chocolate. So, okay, very good. Yeah. Let's see. One other thing.
I saw on the Facebook they have a chocolate syrup.
Oh, yeah.
It was like on my last day of fat burn. I'm like, I wish I would have known about this at the beginning.
No, 30 days ago. No. I'll tell you, Vicky.
Fat burn approved.
No. Forget about it. You did good. Now, here's the thing. Vicky loves her iced coffees. You know, like what you can spend $6, you know, with the communist company that sells it. But she makes her own with our coffee. And Missy has the chocolate syrup. She also has a vanilla syrup. Vicky likes it. And she makes vanilla and the chocolate syrup in her iced coffee. And she adds a little bit, just a little bit of Coffee Mate's French vanilla cream. And, man, I got to tell you, it tastes even better than the Starbucks coffee does. She likes it a lot better. So if you're into iced coffees, you can start that as well.
No, I've never done coffee, ever.
Okay, very good. Last question. What do you think, because I got two other people on the program texting me right now. They thought their goal weight was going to be like yours, kind of 210, 220 range. Do you think, based on now that you're down there, do you feel like maybe you'd want to lose a little bit more, or are you completely happy with where you're at?
No, I'm happy where I'm at, because my original goal was, in my back of my mind, was 220, and I got there so quickly, I'm like, I'm going to go an extra 10 pounds, and then I know I'm good.
Yep.
And that's what I did. I'm probably going to start exercising here really soon and just try to tone up.
Right.
What I want to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Very low weights. And just, you know, one thing that's really working for me is bicep curls with light weights. But I'm taking 40 seconds, Rick, to come up with it, and then 20 seconds down. I'm doing one rep in a minute. And I'll tell you what, man, you do 12 reps like that where you're doing 12 minutes of just not giving up on the weight in the dumbbell. My God, my arms burn right out. And the last one, I can barely lift 12 pounds. That's how much it burns the muscle out. So you might want to try that instead of a lot of weight.
Those sound like 12-ounce curls.
12-pound. Not 12-ounce, 12-pounders. Thank you very much. I know Dave Ageham is teasing me, too, because Dave cranks out 80-pounders in each hand. I'm like, shut up. I can't do that anymore. My shoulder won't handle it. So, hey, one last question. Do you think the program was worth it? Would you recommend it to others?
Absolutely. I mean, if you want to get healthier, my original goal for doing this is I'm trying to get off my blood pressure medicines. Last time I went to the doctor, they weren't too interested in taking me off. I might actually have to find another doctor to go to get off my blood pressure meds, but.
Well, just do your blood work.
That's the original reason.
Have them draw blood and see what your numbers are, and then see also what your actual blood pressure rate is in the doctor's office. If you're 120 over 80, why do you need the medication?
Yeah, well, they'll tell me that, oh, it's the medicine that's doing its job.
Right. Well, stop taking it and see what happens. That'll tell you. All right, brother, you stay safe out there.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, man.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Bottom of the hour news break of hour number 2. We'll be right back.